The U.S. livestock and poultry industries, veterinary agencies, and veterinarians have dealt with their share of emerging animal diseases the past two decades, threats that have called for significant preparations and response among stakeholders.
Such as porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, West Nile virus, and more recently, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus have made us realize that our traditional response plans for such diseases as foot and mouth disease or classical swine fever virus or avian influenza is that we needed some sort of flexible plan to address these newly emerging diseases.
Leanne Thomas of the Veterinary Services Division of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says that led to an effort started 3 years ago among stakeholders to develop what would become a new Emerging Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Plan.
Veterinary Services developed an Emerging Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Framework, and that document was provided to the public for general comment. We received comments from other federal and state agencies, from the Association of American Veterinary Laboratory Diagnosticians, from livestock groups, and from individuals.
And the emphasis of the plan, what Thomas calls a living document, is on flexibility.
The general overall framework or process would likely remain the same. It's just the small component may be changed to address a new situation that we hadn't considered with an emerging animal disease.
She provides an example of how this plan would work in a real-world setting, a hypothetical emerging disease that threatens an aquaculture commodity.
We would provide information that would feed into the analysis that would take place, and then we would look at the results of that analysis and what risk was determined associated with that particular virus. Based on the risk, we would then look at possible response options, and our response options can vary greatly.
Options ranging from placing a disease threat on a watch list to the extreme case of formal control and eradication if needed to respond to an animal disease threat or outbreak. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.